Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Join us in our advanced class this first day of May Day, as we talk about social networking. We're glad you decided to join us for this month's lessons. We have some interesting subjects and some interesting people in our class today. So we're going to open our magazines now to what page are we on, Josh?
We're on page 10.
And Josh is here with us. Josh, I'm glad that you're here to work on this article with us because it's about social networking. And you like to do that, don't you?
I certainly do. I'm on several social networks, and it keeps me connected with friends all over the world.
Well, you know, Josh was a teacher with us many years ago when he just got out of college, and now he's got two boys and a wife, and he's back with us. We're glad to have you with us on the programs. Josh, what kind of company did you have when you were living in America a couple of years ago?
Well, I ran a digital marketing company, so we helped companies connect with their consumers on the web.
So you know all about the subject.
Quite a bit.
That's why you're here today. You have to be our expert. How about that?
Happy to be here.
And we have another panelist you'll all be glad to meet. I don't know whether Catherine has been on any advanced programs or not. Have you, Catherine?
I have not yet. This is my first day.
Your first one. Wow.
Let's welcome
Catherine. And, you know, Catherine is our new managing editor for Advanced Magazine.
Yes,
so it's very nice to have her on the program. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Are you enjoying Advanced Magazine?
I am loving it. I'm excited to work more with Advanced and learn more about it.
So. Now, you have worked in journalism in the past, and that's what you studied in college, right?
That's right. I worked at a newspaper back in America for about a year and a half editing there. So
that was fun to work on a newspaper.
It was fun. It was exciting day to day. You know, we had lots of deadlines and it was fast. So it's different
deadlines.
Than a magazine.
Oh boy. Right.
Yes.
That's the way with the radio. We have deadlines every day.
That's right.
So as we open up our magazines today, if you have them with you or you're using the one on your iPad or however, if you're in your car, please don't look at it.
Right.
But look over here at page 10, and we're going to talk about social networking online and offline. So I always think about it as online.
Right. If you're online, it means you're on the internet. But this, we're going to talk about a twist in social networking happening offline, which is just the real world.
Twist just means a change then, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's an evolution, how things have changed in social networking.
It says a wave of web startups are encouraging users to get off their couches and back into the real world. That was taken from our article. So we'll talk about that as we go along, won't we?
That's right. A startup, a company with a new idea who has launched a new service or product.
So I think we're going to begin now by doing the reading. And if you would like, you may read out loud with us. And that way it'll help you remember better and might help your pronunciation. So let's read the whole first column.
Social networking, online and offline. A wave of web startups are encouraging users to get off their couches and back into the real world. Not too long ago, friending someone involved more than just clicking a button on Facebook. So, in a retro twist to social networking, a wave of web startups are encouraging users to get off their couches, away from their smartphones and tablets, and back into the real world. We have an internal tagline. Use the internet to get off the internet, said Catherine Fink, community manager at Meetup, an online-to-offline startup with 11 million members. Hybrid social networks are connecting strangers with similar interests online, then directing them to meet in person for dinners, bar hopping, bowling, or biking excursions. Unlike dating or networking sites, these startups are focused simply on helping users make new friends and hang out face-to-face. If a hookup or job interview results, well, that's just an added bonus. On the sites, Users create a free profile of themselves with basic information and a photo, and search for get-togethers that interest them. Before meeting face-to-face, people can post questions, offer parking or traffic tips, and suggest topics to talk about. Events that cost money are usually paid for in advance online.
I think this subject is quite relevant and probably very interesting for most of us, but I don't think there's a lot of very difficult vocabulary words in it today. Do you think so?
No, it's a casual story using words I think many of our listeners are familiar with. If you've grown up with the internet, these are phrases and ideas that you're pretty familiar with.
Don't you think so, Catherine?
I agree. A lot of these things I use in my daily conversation with friends when I'm talking about social networks like Facebook or Twitter. So.
You'll notice that people that write for newspapers, they often write different than what you read when you're studying your university textbooks or the proper way to do things. They use a little bit more casual language. And so in advance, we'd like you to be able to read any magazine you pick up and see that the tone is different in magazines and newspapers. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think that magazines can be a lot more casual. To me, newspapers are more...
Well, newspapers have a lot of facts they have
style.
To put down.
Right.
But in magazines, they feel they can kind of go around the subject a little more and not just make the main facts, don't you think?
That's right. I think you can discuss more with magazines. They can say a lot more. Newspapers don't have much space, so they say very little.
That's right. And that's why advanced is one of the things that you need to keep advanced for life. I think I mentioned, Josh, when I was in New York, I met people 90s, and their 90s still reading advanced. Isn't that great?
It is incredible, yes.
And so you can always be a lifetime learner. Well, let's look at the text now today here, and thank you, Steve, for reading it. They talked about people were friending someone. Friending, that's not a word that we used to use very much. It says people were friending someone. How do you friend someone?
Well, that's when you add someone to your network on Facebook. And it's a verb that, yes, we have kind of created in this techno environment that we're in. When you want to connect with someone ongoing, you say, friend me, or I will friend you. And that just means adding them to your list of friends on Facebook.
I think the only time we would use that would have to do with social media. I don't think you would say, will you be my friend or something?
Right.
Would you be friending me? We never would say that outside of the web, would we?
I don't think so. I think this is just the idea that if you friend someone, you can keep in touch with them. But
We're definitely friending at a very rapid pace, right? The word friend, I think, has changed a lot because you tend to, like Catherine said, add people simply after meeting them. And you haven't really developed much of a relationship
with
them.
They're not really your friend, you know?
No, they're just a name on a website that now is added to your list.
Now, we've used that word for a long time in advance and in studio classroom, your friend for life.
That's right.
But those people connect with us more on a daily basis in reading the magazine, watching the TV, or listening to the radio. But when you friend someone, they'll say, will you friend me for certain things on the web? And you don't really know them very well, and you don't know whether you should friend them or not.
No, they just are this little picture on a website, and maybe you follow their updates. So we do at Studio Classroom want you to friend us on Facebook. It's a great way to stay in touch, but hopefully you see us as a more meaningful friend.
Right. I think actually another word that would be good to use besides friending would be connect. Would you like? I'd like to connect with you. I'd like to get to know you better. So I think connecting would even be better to use than friending, because I'm not sure you want everybody to be your friend. You have to be a little selective sometimes, don't you?
I agree. I think connecting implies a deeper relationship than just friending someone on the website.
That's right. So it's more just clicking this button. But the second paragraph is quite an interesting paragraph. Would you like to explain that starting in line 4?
Well, it says we're taking a retro twist to social networking. And this is a kind of a newer adjective that young people are using when they talk about something maybe from the past that has resurged in popularity. And maybe clothing can be described as retro if your mom wore jeans that style and now you like them.
What is a twist?
Well, I think that they mean here that they're encouraging people to get out of their house and off their computers, like it says. The article wants people to go out and meet and talk to people face-to-face rather than through a website.
So instead of just saying, join my social network, they have these a wave of means many, many people, like a wave in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many people are having more web startups that say, get off your couches.
Right.
What do we call people who sit on their couch and watch TV and just don't get around much? What do we call them?
They're couch potatoes.
Right. Don't be a couch potato. Get away from all your smartphones and tablets and back into the real world. So we find that we have to encourage people to do that. But what about web startups? Are there very many of those?
Well, yes, I have been told that there are thousands upon thousands of web startups that you can use for a number of different reasons.
Now, does a startup always end up being a successful company?
Oh, definitely not. No, it is very hard to make it in the technology these days because everyone seems to have an idea, a slight variation or twist of a way we're using apps or websites. So it's definitely a tough road to be successful.
But some of the new startups, instead of saying to join us online, they're saying, hey, I'm going to meet you online, I'll friend you, but let's have an offline relationship. So it's kind of a twist then, isn't it?
And I like that phrase, real world. It's mm-hmm. almost like your relationships on the web aren't real, that they are so shallow and almost fake that when you step away from the screen and are face-to-face with someone, now you're in the real world.
Well, they call this generation the connecting generation, and you can connect on the web, but when you in the real world, you'll meet people face-to-face, and then I think you can find out more what they're really like because they could say anything on the web, mm-hmm. but it doesn't show the real person, does it?
I've had almost a surreal experience where it just feels kind of strange when you've been friends with someone only on Facebook for a long time, and then you see them face-to-face. You're almost taken aback. You're like, is that you? Is that Facebook you? Have you had that experience, Catherine?
Yes, I have. I completely agree. It's someone online is very different from their real self. They even look different. Their voice can be different. The way that they act is different than they appear online.
That's true, yeah.
Because we're worried about our image online, right? So that's mm-hmm. almost not a real us, you could say.
Right. Yeah, I think online you can create an image and then whatever you bring when you meet in real life be completely different sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So what they have here is we have an internal tagline that says to use the internet to get off the internet. What does the tagline mean?
Well, a tagline is a short description of a company that in terms can be easily remembered by its audience.
And okay.
Doris, we have a memorable tagline here at Studio Classroom, right? Friend for life.
That's right.
It's a great tagline.
Well, what about this new startup that's called Meetup? I hadn't heard of it before, but it's an online to offline startup, and it already has 11 million members.
Yes, it's based in America, and it has gained quite a lot of success by connecting people around their interests and then creating opportunities for them to meet in person.
I hadn't heard of that before. Had you heard of that, Catherine?
I have heard of it, but I have never used it. But I know it's good for young people to go out and do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it could be, but it seems like we meet a lot of people anyway without those. But some people are just, you know, they don't have much of a social life, so I guess they want to meet other people like that.
Well, I think it also has to do with maybe interests that you don't know other people in your circles are interested in as well. Maybe you love foreign films, and how do you find out which one of your friends would want to go see a foreign film? So Meetup helps you do that.
Well, I guess. But, you know, I like music, and you always find musicians because they're playing in other bands and orchestras, and you can find them every place. So I don't think I need a startup to find musicians. But maybe you do for foreign films. Who knows?
I think that would be a good idea.
Stamp collecting or something like that, maybe you need it, right?
Or maybe photography or something like that.
That's true. So anyway, Meetup, you might check it out. But the next paragraph talks about hybrid social networks. Now, what are they?
Well, hybrid is a good word, meaning it's a mixture of two different things put together as one. And a social network, of course, is a website. So when you add the real world to a web experience, it's now become a hybrid.
So, if you have similar interests, like we just mentioned, then you can find ways to meet other people and for dinners, or it says bar hopping, which I don't certainly recommend, going from one bar to the next. You know, you might drink a little too much that way.
Right.
I think maybe sticking to bowling or biking excursions might be better.
Yes, much safer.
Right. But unlike dating or networking sites, these startups are focused on something. What are they focused on?
Well, they want users to make new friends and connect face-to-face. Instead of just talking online, they want people to develop a real relationship outside of the computer or a website.
Okay.
Right, because dating sites are there to build romantic relationships. And then this idea of networking sites, I think we've talked about it in an article last month, but it has to do with your career and meeting friends that'll help you get jobs. And that's very different than just going to a movie with a friend.
Well, and this is it's kind of what I would call slang expressions, but they're becoming very common now because they talk about making new friends and hang out face to face. Now, this word hang is interesting. We have hang ups, hang out, hang everything.
Right.
I used to hang up my clothes when I was a kid.
Right.
But I don't know about hanging out and hanging up. What about all these hang words we're using these days?
Yes, it's very common, having to do with being somewhere in a relaxed environment with your friends.
So when you hang out, what do you do, actually, Catherine?
Well, when I hang out with my friends, we usually spend time at home. We watch movies. We play games. We go out to a casual dinner. It's never anything too fancy. We're just hanging out.
So it just means spending time with your friends. Really hanging out is just spending time, leisure time. It's not at work.
Right.
You're just spending some time, your free time with your friends.
You could ask someone, let's hang out today.
You hang out where? You know, you hang out the clothes to dry, but I don't know,
right.
Hanging out people, I don't know. That's it used to be considered more of a slang term,
yes.
But now it's kind of creeping in to our regular vocabulary, don't you think?
Yes, I think so. It's easier to say that than let's spend time together. It just sounds more friendly, I think.
Well, hanging out and hooking up. Hooking up is the next one. To hook up, in a sense, means a connection thing. Like when you hook up on the phone, and it means you connect with somebody, that kind of thing. So if a hookup or job interview results, because of this, you hang out with them, and they say, well, let's get together and do more. You're sort of getting more hooked on it. You're really getting a different connecting relationship, probably.
Right. If it's romantic or if it leads to some sort of professional advancement, great. But that's not what Meetup promises. They simply promise that you'll make new friends.
So, like, let's say if I go bowling and there's somebody there bowling and we're having a great time, and they say, well, you know, I'm the owner of this company. How would you like to work here? Well, yeah, I might go in for an interview. It could happen, but don't count on it.
No.
Right.
Right. That would be nice if that happened. And like the story says, that would be an added bonus, an extra good thing.
Doesn't happen all the time,
no.
So don't look for it that way. Well, so far, as we go down here in the last paragraph of the first column, they talked about on these sites, and we're talking about websites. Now, the word sites can also be an actual place, like a ground place, where a building site, where you build a building and so forth. But when we're talking about sites here, we mean websites, don't we?
That's right. Social networking sites. So on these social networking sites, you have to start the process by creating a free profile. And perhaps you've done this on websites in the past where they ask you
everybody
to give them your information so they can track you.
You don't want to give too much information, do you?
No, because you don't. You have to decide what you want people to know about you. You never want to give everything away.
And people are always hacking these sites and getting into them and using the information. So you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's easier now for people to steal your information. If you give too much, they could get in and take everything.
I used to always give an incorrect birthday on all of those websites
because
I always
right?
want to know.
I never thought of that.
But now I forget what old fake birthdays I was using. So now I'm back to using my real birthdays.
Well, what about this basic? It's amazing. And a photo. I've noticed on some websites, especially on Facebook, some people will use their dog or their cat mm-hmm. or some picture of them when they were 3 years old or something. Doesn't give you very much information about them, does it?
No. But we like to know what a person looks like maybe before we connect with them, even mm-hmm. if it's not romantic. There's just
right.
something about putting a name to a face, we
right.
say.
You kind of feel like you know them a little bit better.
Yeah.
But they do this for get-togethers that interest them. And you mentioned certain kinds. And what are some other kinds of get-togethers people could have? Maybe people who like to sew and make clothes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Well, I used to go to a book club occasionally. We would go and read we would read a book during the month and then get together and eat dinner and talk about whatever book we read. I know that those are sometimes popular.
Well, would you find out some of those from the web, though? That's mostly just how did you find people that were interested in that?
Well, I actually used a different website. It's kind of a networking site. It was called Goodreads.
Oh, yeah,
Goodreads. Where, uh-huh. yeah, people can make groups and you can talk about books that you like, and then you can also right. use it to meet up if you're in the same city yeah. and talk
Goodreads
about.
Is a good one.
Yeah, I love that website.
Mm-hmm.
Did it ever lead to a job interview?
No, it did not, unfortunately.
But Goodreads is interesting. You can find a lot of interesting things on there.
Great.
In fact, if you look up Goodreads, you can find out why we use the Studio Classroom Owl. I found some interesting thing about that, where that came from on Goodreads.
Oh, wow.
So look it up.
Good tip.
Yeah, about the wise old owl.
Oh, yes.
Put in wise old owl on Goodreads and see what you get.
Okay, I'll
pretty
do that later.
Right? But besides meeting people face-to-face, you can ask people different questions.
Mm. Get to know them a little bit before mm-hmm. your meetup. It says, offer parking or traffic tips. And if you're in a city, whether it's Taipei or Los Angeles, you often need tips on how to get somewhere mm-hmm. conveniently.
And so these kind of events, they're usually paid in advance if you're going to go out to eat or something like that. Well, you pay in advance. Let's find out more about that. Let's read the last paragraph.
A need for networking. The sites are doing especially well among 20 and 30-somethings in big cities, where finding new people to hang out with can be challenging. When you're in college, friends are basically thrown at you, said Greg Self, 22, an assistant at a film production company. It's super easy. But that wasn't the case after Self moved to Los Angeles from Virginia earlier this year. He searched online for ways to meet new people and came across Grub With Us, a startup that enables users to create and attend group meals.
Well, according to this last paragraph, that these websites are really doing well with the 20 to 30-somethings, which means people in their 20s or 30s or maybe even 40s, but somethings means that age group.
Yes, it says this generation has a need for networking. The title of this section has to do with the types of people who find these sites effective because they're in a time of their life where they need social interaction both online and offline.
And people are not getting married as young as they used to because they're living longer.
Yep.
They used to live to 50 or 60 and now it's 90 or something, you know.
Yep.
So they're not getting married quite as young. So they want to hang out. There's that word hang out again in here.
That's right. I think that these websites are great for people who just come out of college because when you're in college or high school, you always have a group of friends. And when you're just out of college and that first job in a new city, it's hard to make friends.
So well, yes, because in college, they're basically thrown at you. I mean, you have people in different classes and your classmates. You have hundreds of people that you meet. But when you're out in the public, you don't have those. Well, you know, one place it would be good to hang out would be to go to a good church, because they have all kinds of groups, and you meet some pretty nice people there. And you can join the choir or singing groups, or you can go to some group that meets, talks about social subjects. They have all kinds of groups in churches, don't they?
They sure do. I think the college groups are very popular, and then now churches are really focusing on that post-college group, right? The 20-somethings.
Young professionals.
Right.
And that's a very good place. It's probably better than going bar hopping. I think you meet a different type of person.
Yes.
So you might try it if there's one nearby and see what kind of people you could hang out with in one of those church groups, couldn't you?
I agree. It's very helpful to meet some good friends, good people there.
Of course, if you happen to live in Taipei, you could come to Friday Night Live, but you can find out more about that in the magazine. But this wasn't the case after this self moved to Los Angeles in Virginia when she says, when Greg self, he said, he was an assistant at a film production company, and he said, it's super easy. That's another sort of a casual way of saying it's very easy.
Yes. When you're in college, there's friends all around, and you have common interests because you're in the same classes or you're working towards the same degree. But that's not the case, it says, after he moved to Los Angeles from Virginia.
So he looked around, and what did he find?
He found a new website called Grub With Us, which allows people to create and attend group meals, like the magazine says. So it sounds like everyone goes out to dinner together.
Why that word grub? That doesn't say eating.
That's a slang word that relates to eating, and I don't think you use it a lot in your daily life.
No, I think people that used to be miners or cut down trees in the forest, what kind of grub have you got tonight,
right?
You know? It's not really – so we're getting into kind of slangy words these days.
Well, I think that's the state of social networking. All the other website names have been taken.
I know.
So grub
since they eat with us group, they say grub with us.
I'm sure that's
don't worry
taken.
About the grub part. I'm sure you can get some good food, right?
Right.
So today, to sum up what we've been talking about, let's just make a quick summary here.
Well, and I think there's a lot of great websites to help you meet people in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to find a group of people with common interests who like to do the same things you do.
And so thanks for being with us today, Catherine and Josh and all of you who are listening in. We hope you'll all be with us tomorrow. Invite somebody else to join this social network of advance as we meet every day beside the radio wherever you are. We'll see you tomorrow and have a great day today. And be sure and connect with some people face to face.
That's right.
See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye.